Okay, everybody says, so good morning. We are now heading squarely into the territory that is Nilmad and Nailam Yeshivas as the sugya of Shtarais. This is one of the central sugyas in Nashim and Ezekin, and therefore requires great attention by us. So let's begin here with setting up the sugya. So, excuse me, just I'm trying to get the computer angle correctly. So we're going to start here on Dafid Ches, where the Gemara goes through the question of the namanus of Edim to either ratify, which is to Mekayim, or to try to overturn their chasima on a shtar. So the sugya says, let's say in Mishnah, and the famous memoir of Rami Bar Chama. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Eidim Shom B'Ksav Yidein Huzeh Abo Nusam Ayinu Ketan Mayinu, on page 9, Anusam Ayinu Ketan Mayinu, she can make it bigger. Psul Eidus Ayinu, Harei Ilu Namanim. Harei Ilu Namanim. They are Neman, says the Mishnah. Why? Because we'll see why. So Rashi explains, the Rashi is important. Harel and Amanim, Kim and Danksav Yadam Nikarali de Piam. So Rashi says this is a further elaboration of the Sugi of a Pesha Asar, which we learned last week. And therefore, the only way of validating the Shtar, Rashi de Ramasko, the Pesach Neumonim, is through their Edis. Hapesha Asru, Hapesha Hitter. No, it's the Rashi, Rashi first, we're doing the Rashi Harei Ilu Neumonim, all the way on the top. Ki Hecha de Memelehe Aham Hem Neha. Just as we were willing to give them the manas that, in fact, the Shtar is good, so too, they are Neumon, the Shtar is no good. And then the Mishnah says, "Yesh Edim Shuksav Yadim Shuksav Yad Yetsim Hakamachar," which means there is no construction of a pesha asar. Einan Ne'amonim, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chana, "Why Shana Sham Nusin Machmas Mami?" We were Anusin Machmas Mami. What does Anusin Machmas Mami mean? So really, it shouldn't be Ne'aman at all. But the Gemara says, we're willing to give them, the Mishnah says, an amanis of doing anusim machmas shem. It says, Rashi, dim tzavyad nyeitzim machachar ein amanim. When do we say in the safe of the Mishnah that they're not neman? If they have a ksavyad from somewhere else, which the kiyim is from somewhere else, and therefore they have no pesha osar, that's dafka if they said anusim machmas mamoy. It says, Rashi, lavka kamil shavi nafshay rishon beidis p.m. Lifts all the star. Adam carvats lots my men and emma lots my los chusle los I've been the first to the Aedis. Because it's Russia. Psul al pip. By saying that they signed falsely because of mummonous pressures, they are creating a situation where they are stamping their Rishayim. And ain Adam mesim ats my Russia. You little paisel matzim by Mechasan Meshek of Shilainis Mammon. So why are they naming their Resha? Resha, the time of Shemba Pesha, Asra Pesha, Easter. So Rashi says that the Sefer, Venusa Machmas Mamoina, stamps them Resham. So how could they be naming? I, why are they naming the Resha? Pesha, Asra somehow overcomes that. So the reason why the Gemara Rami of Muhammad says they're not naming is explicated in the Gemara. So the Gemara is now amends that after a series of kashas, and the Gemara says, "Alidma Aresha." Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was said really on the Aresha. Then And their neman, listen, nachzim mavain ein manet my taima ein adam mesim atzvei rosh. So Rava's halacha is that if they were choisim and they were choisim and the star was mekuyim, the edom are not able to be choiser and say their edus is psula, that they were nusim, and the reason is because of the principle of chosayim says kibun shekel shuvin the choiser magid. There is a major diun in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Rosh Hashivas in the getter of the din given shehiged shuv enei chayzer magid, which means that edus has only got one crack at saying edus. What is the pshat? Is the insight of this is that it is a circumscription of the kayach of his edim that edim the Torah gave edim a vast nemanis, but they only have certain kayach to be made once. Hagoda achas, once. That's the zeris akosav of edus, and not more than this. And therefore, they cannot be chayzer, because you only get one bite of the apple, one crack at it. Treating to be chayzer is a second edus. You are now coming, and you're retestifying. You have no right to do that, because you have only one shot of the testimony. Or not. Maybe the pshat is that kivin shehigid is a din in the koyach of the edus. You cannot destroy an edus at all. Not because you only get one crack at it. In general, edus is so powerful, exeris akasuv birur, that it is invulnerable to any stira. What's the nafkamina? And what's the yisayid of this chakira? So the achrayim say the yisayid of this chakira is, what's the yisayid of he gets explicated by various shittas Rishonim. Rashi learns that the site of Kivin Shehiged is learned from a pasuk. Let's see the Rashi inside. Kivin Shehiged and Shayver Chayzer Magid. The Gab Eidais Chada Hagadiksev. It's a sideline. Imoyagin. Bachnami Kivin Tachsim Eshtara. Hainu Godad Yidei. Tachsim on the star is their testimony. Echmedav Sul Ma'akra Ksaviyad Ma'itzma. Okay, then the Rashi goes on to distinguish the Resha. So Rashi says the Mekar the Din of Kivin Shehiged is a pasuk Em La Yagid, and therefore from Rashi's Mashmat there is Koyach to the Edim to be made only one Hagada, like the first way we understood the sugya. Second way to understand the sugya, which is that it is a Gzeris Hakosav and Din of Edus, is explicated L'Choyra by Rabbeinu Ritva. Ritva has a language here. Later in Daf Yutes, Shtaris Sugu goes on for 2, 3, 4 blot, depending how you want to count this Darm and Beis Medrash Gavaya. But the Ritva's language seems to indicate otherwise. Different pasuk. Rashi cited the pasuk of Imla Yagid. Ritva cites the pasuk of Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover. Is mashma the zekiyim to the din al pi edusan, which is so powerful they cannot be chayzer because it's a chalais which exists forever, and therefore how could you possibly have yakum dover if you're going to allow them to be chayzer? Says the Ritva Mashi the best miskayma din lischayis ulachayv al alter. It gets stamped immediately. How could you ever have Yakum Dover? So we seem to have two approaches in the Rishonim. Still a little bit of a diuk, but as I state, Rashi's giving you one pasuk, which is Imla Yagid, it's the din in the Haggadah, and the Ritva seems to be giving you a more macro, powerful pasuk of Yakum Dover. Yakum Dover requires that you believe them once. Why? Not pshat, because you only get one crack at the apple, or you only get one at bat. No, the pshat is that the first time the edus was said, it's loyal le'alavim. That's the yisayid of the ne'emanis and unique teres hakosav of the edus. You can allow people to start undoing everything. An edus, by definition, there's no edus system whatsoever. The achrayim say, from the Rashi and the Ritva, it seems that there are two mahalchim nefradim in the sugya of kivin shehiged. According to Rashi, the yisayid of the din is the Torah gave a koyach to the edim to be magid only one edus and not more. According to Ritva, it's a din and a koyach of the edus. After we makabel the first edus, that's it. It is a birur. We now know what happens. Now you're going to come and say something else. Das geht nicht. In the Sefer Aris of Tziyunim, let's pronounce it properly, you go through this Lamdisha Mahalach, which is Elam Yeshivas, it's on the bottom left of page 34. I'm going to leave you to go through it yourself, but I'll just take you through a few lines. He says, really, your sight of this is based on a Rav Chanan in Kovet Tzaharis, which follows up on the Kasha Rav Akiva Eiger. So I'm going to set the table here, try to get to those two, and beheg them. He says, "Bevuyar Kovet Shirim Basra, Mashiach should stop together, then change Chazer Magen." Here comes the Chakira. Im Namar B'Zeshen, the Manish Leitz Bagadish Nia. Oish is a Dinsh Hagadis is Ilim of Leinit Libat Leidei Zacharis. The first side of the Chakira is the first line, and the second side of the second line, which says the Eidus is so strong that it can never be moved. Mzed din shein amanus pagad shniya only din avdein tzibush liyel migui. What's in Afkamina? Says Rabbi Chanan, Afkamina is whether or not migui helps for Eidim. Meaning, Eidim come and they tie to something. Now they want to undo it. So the shaila here is, why should they be able to undo it? And the answer is, we have the months in the Torah called Migui, Pesha Asar. So now they're coming in. We have to believe us because we have a better Taina. Oh, good. So if it's according to the first Tzad, that there's no Nehemonis in that Gadish Shnia, maybe that's only a Din Edus, but maybe Migui should work. But if the Chasaran in the Gadish Shnia is a Din Gadish Shnia, you can't be Mevatel, because it's sacrosanct. So what's the difference you have in Migui? If you can't be Mevatlet through another Edus, a second set of Edus, meaning yourself, your own testimony, but second set of Edus, that doesn't work to be Mevatlet. Mechatesa Migui should work. Migui is a less powerful beer than Edus. Everybody understand what's going on here? The Chakir we stelled was that the aside of the mission of Kivin Shegit, of the dicta of Kivin Shegit and Chazimah could either be because you only are allowed one Edus, Xeris Akasav, Kivin Shehigid, in Layagid, or is the aside, no, Bishnaim Edim Yakum Davar, once an Edus is said, that's it, it's the ultimate bearer. It's the ultimate bearer, Mechtes Amigdash should help. So then they go and say, Edus, maybe Amigdash should help. This is the way Rabbi Chanan fell to the Vek. And the Echreinim say that it could be that this is the Machlek Shin Ritva and Rashi. We said it earlier. You can see it here. It's a Suffolk Shal Kredim Shurim Nishman Magdan Gudishnia Chantur Shainim Kair Din and bottom left 34. Ain the Chayzer Magdan Rashi says, and he goes on to explain the Chalik Shin Rashi and the Ritva that we explained before. Okay, the sequence now how it's learned in Elam Yeshivas goes from Makasha Rukibeger to a teretz of Rabbi Chanan, or it's not so simple to answer Rabbi Vegas Kachas, and then Ha'aris and the Gedalia Koine, which we'll try to see if we can explain now. Just to get a Rabbi Vegas Kasha, it is worth every penny, every Ruchnistic penny. So let's start here and with Rabbi Kivega. Kivega has a Kasha. If I hold that the din, let me read it right first, and then we'll see it inside. If the din of Kivin Shigit is only Shayach, when Edom and Neman midin Edus. But if the Neman midin Migui, there's no problem with Kivin Shehigit, and they're allowed to withdraw their testimony. As Ezra Kivega, it's a piece of a longer shtickle which really needs to be learned all the way through. And interestingly enough, it has a shtickle here, which is a family project, because it has a vark from Rabbi Eger. I'm not sure how they do it in the new prints. And then a rejoinder by Rabbi Shlomo Eger. And then a further explication in the Achronim. And Machlekes, Rear Machlekes, between father and son, Rabbi Eger, and a guy named Rabbi Shlomo Eger, his son. As far as I know, the grandson, Rabbi Leib Egler, is not involved here. So here is the language here. Metchilas divrei Abba Mari Amar Agaylos Echad Tzad V'Kadosh L'Bracha B'Zed. And this is Rabbeinu Rekiv Eger. This insert is by the son of Rekiv Eger, who's the brother of Shlaim Eger. Nira the Pshitale the Din Kiv Shehigid Hurak Shem Ein Aman Mazeh Shechazer Magim Mitam Edus. And we come back from Kiyeshay Migui Neman. Rekiv Eger learned, not like we just said earlier, that the Koyach of Edus to reverse Edus doesn't work. But somehow, the halacha of given shehiga does not extend to migui. Does not extend to migui. Says Rav Shlaima, Achar Rav Shlaima, Chabdush Valshah, Asol Kunarach, Shemishvash, Kasab, Hepak, Mezeh, Kach, Atik, Dvar, Vakant, Maim, Dere, Shach, Medin, Migui. This is based on the Shach, and the Shach has something called Kloli, Migui. Shevraya, Deka, the Mesim, Atzma, Rasha, Betan, Nasei, Ein, Nema, Migui. Where is this from? A Farish Gemara. The Gemara says, if a guy comes and testifies, it's plain to Rav Einler, it's saying that I participated in Ta'eva activity willingly. He's not meant to say I must be telling the truth because I could have testified that the guy was honest me. This is what everybody say, unfortunately, sadly, Maisim Chol Yoyim. So he have a Migli here. So you see the Migli be Neman. Says my brother, Achi Shiyachye, this is Rav Shlaima, Raizu Eni Makir. I don't agree with Raya. Let me read this here a little bit first before we see it inside. Shlaima says, even to Edom and the Menom of the Migli and not with the Nevis, nevertheless, it can't be Chaser. Kim Chigit still controls. Why? Because Kim Chigit is a Klal B'chol Terukula and it doesn't allow the Nemanis of Migli. And he brings a Rashi, a Raya from a Rashi Unzer Sugya. Again, Kivagri wanted to say, that Migli allows you to overturn Kivin Shehigit, says his son of Shlaim Eger. I respectfully disagree with Abba Meiri Meir HaGayla. And he brings a right, a why? First, what? What is? No dice. And Migli does not allow you to overturn Kivin Shehigit. However, Shlaim Eger seems to indicate it does. So says Rav Shlaim Eger, bringing a raya from Arashi. What's the Rashi? Rashi is the Rashi we saw. Rashi says the Edom can be chayzer if the ksav yad is not yotzi makam acher. And we don't say kivin shehigit. Why? Mishum dekula chad ha'agadi. Let's see the Rashi again inside. On the left side, I left the second part of the Rashi out to learn now. Kivin shehigit, page now 37, I guess. You can either go back or see it again at page 37. Fine. It's fine here. But here the gray is on the upper part of the Rashi, and now we're in lower Rashi. Rashi says, What does Rashi mean here? Rashi seems to indicate that it's kula chada agada is what controls the issue. Why didn't Rashi say that? Why didn't Rashi just say that Nemamitim Nitam Migui? They could have said, Nusamir Machmas Nefashis. So why does Rashi have to have hold this beautiful Lamdashashtikal Torah that is Midin Kula Choda God, it's one long God. Therefore, said Shem Eger, even if they would have a Migui, they would not be able to be Chaiser. Otherwise, Rashi, says Shem Eger, is superfluous. Let's see it inside. Page 36. Same Mulchai. Raya zu any makid lamanka kashali. Ili dun to pagid the bur of Hergnister Rebea. The Maran Sanhedrin says, at the end of the day, we accept the testimony because the pagid the bur, we believe that it was Rivani, but not Lord Saini. Okay, so Shlomo works the sugi there through. And if you look at the end, so he says, Kushyud. Towards the end of this paragraph, the Otu Hayergan Api Migui, Marimigu ena ki im umdina chazak shakach odav le adif miuv the shim ben shetach. Odav the mishnah tap refers to the story where a guy came out running out of a room with a bloody sword, and they went and they found a guy dead who had no other. It was a locked, closed chuppah room, yichud room, nothing else there, no weapons, no other way in and out. The guy ran out with a thing, but nobody saw the actual hariga. So the dion of the Gemara Sanhedrin, whether or not an umdana works, and you can't kill a person, maskana is through an umdana, even though it seems reasonably certain that he did it. Adkan, the shtikal rikimego, which is umdana in the Olam Yeshivas, that there's a machleks rikimego and the son in the din of kivin shehige the shaykh only lagav edus, or does it work to overpower a migui or two? This is explicated in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, if we can get through this, it would be wonderful. See if we can just at least reference the Pnei Shon Nevin Rabino, but let's try to see go through this chikur of Rabbi Chanan. It's not a long Rabbi Chanan. Kedak Kaisha writes it very shortly on page 38, but it's very powerful. The Ran has a chiddush, and he says that there's a loch of Eidech on them Bisurim. And there's a lot of Torah with what's the namanus of an eid echad. Is it a midin edis? Is it a midin namanus? Is it a midin birur? Whatever the lumdus is, the Ran says that eid echad misurin has the same halach of eid echad v'magid. Just because you're an echad, you're not a real classical eid, doesn't mean that you're not subject to the rules of evidence. And the rules of evidence is kevin shegat chov eni chayz v'magid. In fact, the Ruchanan tzor bir l'chayr ad eni chayz v'magid exerce kasu the gadash neyipsula. It can't be surin, case of misurin being made that this piece of meat is kosher. Kolpsul nemanim, your wife is also neman. Bemsul gof, bemsul agadim, mabakachti agadim psula. Eshleimar. The other in the chayzer magid, any of them gruyusa, shul chayzer magid. The Ran says a big part. The pshat of kibin shehigid. It's not because of the Goyusa of the Muhammad Khan, I'm sorry, of Agadashia. Elishu Kaikashal Agadarishina, Sheshal Batne Chazras. So Muhammad comes down squarely on the second side of the Chakira that the Yisayid of Kivin Shehigit is the power of Edis. Power of Edis. Nafkimina. Between these two explanations, that either you just can't be chayzer because it's a halacha of kibun shehigid, you only get one shot, or the second way, the more powerful way, Rav Chanan says that the yikayach of edus is so strong that it cannot be overturned under any circumstances. What's enough? Kamin hechdeshli migui shasha chayzer magid. He comes, he testified. A week later, he wants to change his testimony, and he gets him the migui. I could have tied to this. He never got a shniyah psula and come back with them time migui. If I'm learning the second way, that the Kayach way, this is so powerful, nothing moves it. Now, if you get her the din, according to the Bukhana, then Edom can't be made the second time, like Rashi. This obviously only to get Edis. With Edom Migui, maybe there'd be Nema. But if the gather is that the Edis Rishonah cannot be Mavutl, can't be Nister, because it's Yakum Dover, like the Ritva, then a Migui would not help either. That's Nafkimi number one. Nafkimi number two is a Teretz to a Shvera. The Kasha of Yeshua. Yeshua asks the Kasha, and he says the following: how do we know? How did the Shas know? How did the Gemara know that Din of Kivin Shehigid is Shayach even in a case where they say a Nusamach Nefashis? How do you know? Maybe Misvara, one can make a chalik and say in such a case they have the manas because they have an Amasla. What's an Amasla? Amasla is an excuse to explain why they said what they said. And the reason is they were made sheker because they were nusa machmas vashis. So why isn't that, in fact, an amanus? This amasla should allow them that your testimony should be believed. Yeshua's kasha is here on page 40. Pesh Rafa, you got this money. God, if you have to be some and needle, if you have any other magad, then what I know, hey, Chush, says from the Gamma, is there shine of Belia Masa? There's no Masa. Masa is a explanation, an excuse, an explanation of what they meant to say and why they said it, and which offers a window of Pesach into a Chazar. Ablech Darman, you sing the Makum the Fush, a Shesh kind of Masa, and no, Mandy. And then the Yeshua goes on to ask the Kashas. The Rabina says, not so fast. The Yeshua's Kasha only works according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it's a din and Edus. In fact, the Yeshua, Edus has an Amasla attached to it. But if the side of the Namanus is, as the Ritva explains, and the Rabbi Chanan follows up, Chanan doesn't mention the Ritva. But as Rabbi Chanan follows up, but subsequently she was found this Ritva, not found it, made it into the side of the other side of the Chakira. But if according to the Ritva, who says that the side of the Manas is that once there's an Edis, nothing else can appear because there's a din and exerts the cost of an Edis that cannot be overturned under any circumstances, exerts the cost of any Edis in the Skabal, cannot be in Steres. Therefore, Adam cannot be chayzer under any circumstance that a masa is worth zero. Garnished. Nothing. Problem is, according to Rashi, Uskalik in the Ritva, learns a din in a goddess Adis, we're back to Lakasha. Why does the masa help? Nishu's Kasha is good. So what do we do with this? Let's see the Rabina. Why do they have to put themselves in the sakana? I assume we're going to learn on our Zoom platform the shaila of putting yourself into a sakana to save somebody else. You're not going to do that. Put yourself in sakana if it was Zaydus Machum to save somebody else's money. A person's body, Mela, different shear. They have a God of Klau. So, he then refers to some cipher in his tshuva, approvingly. And he said like this, with about Kushta Pnei Shul Kasha, middle of the paragraph, where the above there inserted is. Getting there's the Kasha Yakum Davar. Sounds like the ritual. Yeah, Chama should get in bed, Yakum Davar, Makach, the Shuva, and the Mana last, but Chama Masum Dailam. Yakum Davar means Edis is so powerful, no masla helps. Kol Zman Shechushal is Mekam Davar. Nothing can help, and therefore no masla helps. And this is Pirush of the Ritva. At the time of the Rabina, the Ritva was already widespread. You can see it on the bottom right of the column. I'm sorry, in the middle right. We see Ritva B'Ksubisham. Sorry. Vachem Pirush Rashi. And there he's close to it, but we just say. What's Chazar Rabbi say? So we started off with a Rashi and Machleik is a Pinta Machleik Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi says he said the Lach is the Mayagid, which means that it's a din in Hagal. You only get one shot of being Magid. Ritva says it's a din in the core, and one of Savedis Liakum Davar. And the Chreiner explained that this is a Machleik in Rashi in the Ritva. What the Yisayid of the din is, and that community will be. Two major nafkaminis. And one will be legabe migui. This is based on a Rikivagus kasha and seemingly a machleks from Rikivagum from Eger. If migui would help legabe say this, Rabbeinu Rikivagus seems to learn like the first shaft, like Rashi, and therefore asks the kasha, why doesn't a migui help? Rabbeinu Eger says a migui doesn't help because it's a din of leyakum davar, and therefore once the goddess Adis is said, no migui should possibly help. This is explicated that way by Rabbi Chanan. In Kaibutz Aris, Simon Ein Ches. Second Afkamina is one answer Kasha raised by the Bnei Yeshua, and that is why isn't the Masla help? And the answer to that is that it depends. According to Rashi, Tak is a good Kasha. Why does the Masla help? But then I got to say this. Masla is a powerful tool to overcome the original goddess Adis. Tyler goes like the Ritva. No, a Masla in the world should work. But according to the Ritva, once Adis is said, it becomes Nechkar. It becomes nechkak, it becomes codified with diris, and no amaslis and no miglis can possibly overturn it. I've kind of a little bit of a blick into the lumdisha world of this week of Anusimach Nefashis. Please take a look at the Mar Mekaymus as they are available in the book. I wish everybody a good week, and we'll see you in Ritzim next week as we happily glide through the Shveres Sugyas in Nashim Nezikim, Sugyav Shtaris. Everybody have a good week.